Reverb.
The Pigeon Show on Radio Reverb.
We have in the studio, in the amazing Maid of Vale style live setup here, we've disbanded the orchestra that have been backing a lot of our bands because we wanted to strip this one down. We've got Gina Lana here in the studio on mic two, play very live. Hey Gina, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you so much for having me on.
Are you kidding? It was an absolute pleasure. It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
And I know, because we've been following you, you know, albeit from afar, that you've been out there touring, you've been out there playing your wares.
Yeah, it's felt like it's been a busy year. It feels like a starter year, but a busy year, so hopefully to a better year.
Well, I mean, okay, put it this way, where were you this time last year in terms of music and gigs and all the rest?
Good question. Definitely not as far as now. It's easier to look back and go, oh yeah, no, it's fun. Lots more songs are out. I think I'm tight with the band. I think the jokes are slightly funnier on stage.
Right,
maybe.
You're working on the repartee.
I have worked out what doesn't work.
like so, any good stage presence,
yeah,
right?
It's a process of elimination.
Do you do that thing, and I bet you don't, but you know, stand-ups always record every single show they do, and then they hear where things land and don't
land. Watch it back.
Yeah, and they go, that worked. I mean, I know it's slightly different, but you do have links in between.
It's really true. It's one of those things where it's like I almost don't need to watch, but like I can tell when something doesn't land
I get that. But equally your mind can play tricks on you, and you can think, oh, that didn't go well, and then you hear back and think, actually that was all right.
Yeah, no, true. And there are some things
we're very hypercritical, aren't we?
Yeah, well, especially when you're trying to talk to a room of people that are sort of trying to talk to each other.
Oh my God, how do you find that?
It sometimes takes the pressure off.
To be honest, really?
Sometimes if you know people aren't really listening,
really?
You're better.
So you just look around. At least you've got each other on stage.
Exactly. There you go.
Actually, that is true. So if you're if you were up there on your own, I think that would hurt, wouldn't it? More.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you just keep going.
Bless you.
Hopefully by the end someone starts to listen. So.
Yeah, well, I know you've got the 9th of November at the Comedia.
Yes, Comedia Studio.
That is great. I love that space.
Yeah, me too. It's one of the 6 dates on the UK tour, which is the headline tour. I am obviously terrified.
Quite rightly so.
Thank you. Yeah. But hopefully it'll go really well.
So we would show you the door now if you weren't even... Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like something's wrong if you're not terrified.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's beautifully positive terror.
I think it's good to have nerves because it shows you care.
Damn right. And it shows that you're going to do a good job. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was checking and you got Georgia Nirvana. On the
yes, I do
support.
Yes.
So, how did that come about?
Well, ironically, she dropped me a voice. No, I mean, I follow her on Instagram. I think as musicians will find, they follow other musicians. You know, if they pop up,
stalkers.
Exactly. You just like to keep. I'm a voyeur, basically.
Of course you are.
But no, we had each other on Instagram on my radar, and I got a WhatsApp or voice note from her being like, "Do you live at this address?" And I was like, slightly odd. But I was like, yes, I mean, I do. What? Why? And then she was like, do you have a yellow car with flowers?
Okay.
As people will know, I love my yellow car with flowers if you go on my Instagram. And I was just like, yes. And she was like, I've just moved to Cambridge, but I'm pretty sure I was your neighbour for 3 or 4 years.
Are you joking?
I know. And so this is completely out of the blue. And she's now coming on 5 out of the 6 dates with me.
Because she got in touch with you? Because there was a link and you'd followed her and you thought, okay, that sounds good. And you kind of obviously work together. As in, like, the sounds will work together.
Yeah, no, she's great. That's what I mean. But, I mean, obviously she was on my radar, but it was just so funny that... Yeah, she messaged and I was just like, why not? Like,
that's so sad.
And she seems
so
lovely.
That's so good. So she's going to be there at the Comedia.
Yes.
But also the other night. So I haven't got them in front of me. Do forgive me.
That is the tour.
So you've, when we were, met, you're going back to Bristol.
Yes. Yes, I am.
It's all over town, aren't you? Look at you. So hang on.
Yes,
it says here, I've got, oh yeah, of course, it's Saturday. Yeah, I've got it. Mm-hmm. So you're in Bristol Friday night. You're in London Thursday night. I'm going backwards. Then you're in Brighton on Saturday the 9th, the Comedia. Then you're in Birmingham.
Yes.
You and Leeds and Manchester. This is so cool.
Thank you.
This is very, very cool. So when we were messaging, you were West. You were kind of Bristol and Cardiff. Was that gigging as well?
I've been trying to go to all the cities busking and have flyers and sort of things to try and get people to just take a flyer and hopefully book a ticket.
But that's so good.
I don't know how else people sell tickets other than just going in front of their faces. And
you've nailed it. This is exactly what they do, and that's exactly what they should do.
Harassing them.
They work bloody hard. That's how they get gigs. That's how anyone gets gigs,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You can't just sit back and go, let it happen, I'm amazing, because people need to know.
I wish I could.
Nah, you will one day. Listen, you got that beautifully spangled guitar that is glistening right back at us. What would you like to play us? Because we are all here for you. Yes.
Sorry.
That was the signal saying, can I play three? Yes, you can. You're right. Your people should have spoken to our people who didn't speak to any people. Yes, of course. So you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
So I'll start with...
I love that. Like the silent pause wouldn't like get picked up. It's very good. It's
I'm
like,
so sorry.
Am I playing three?
I know.
What would you like to play?
I'm smoother on stage. I am going to play the first single from this year, which is called One Way or Another.
One Way or Another.
Yeah. It's not a Blondie cover.
Awesome. Gina Lana.
The road is long and the weight's heavy on my back. And I miss a good thing when it's gone. But just as I'm leaving, well, he makes me look back. And I think I've been running for so long. Can't find a reason he makes me miss him. I think it must be love. At the end of the day, I'll come back to my lover. Circles, but then he pulls me back in one way or another. Ooh, one way or another. He's the kind of guy to give you picket fence dreams while supporting a couple dreams of my own. Oh, he's the kind of guy, stop and look twice. Is just as pretty as his soul. Can't find a reason he makes me miss him. I think it must be love. The end of the day, I'll come back to my lover. Ooh, his warm, I'm sure I like anything else I discover. I go in circles, but then he pulls me back in one way or another. Same, always playing games. Now I look back, it seems so sad. Travel around the world and I find that nothing occupies my mind like that man. His warm, I'm sure, aren't like anything else. At the end of the day, I'll come back to my lover. His warm, I'm sure, aren't like anything else I discover. I go in circles, but then he pulls me back in one way or another.
man. Are you kidding? Seriously? Well, how you doing?
Yeah, good, I think.
And you do that more than once every night?
I do, yes, I know.
I'm so impressed.
Probably 12 times or 13 times, depending on songs.
Do you have any tricks for the old throat? Because if you're doing that a few nights in a row and all the rest and you're blasting in, the room's a bit dry. And
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever had that moment where you think, oh, my God,
yes.
I think my voice could be slipping here?
Yes. Did I have it just then?
No, God, no. Are you kidding?
I've
always wondered that, you know?
Yeah, you do have to work on it, I think, especially when it's dry.
Yeah.
People love dry air for some reason, dry ice.
It's such
awful,
a
awful
killer.
For a singer.
Why?
But yeah.
Why?
You push through.
Quick question here in already, of course. Tim Sanfer from Shaw's Trailer Park, he says, can you ask Gina if she'll join Shaw's Trailer Park? What a voice, he says. I know. Actually, do you know what? That would rock. If you played with Shaw's Trailer Park, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Oh, that's so cool.
They are very, very cool, Shaw's Trailer Park. So thanks, Tim, for your text. Do message
you,
us, anyone else who's out there, 07909-547336, of course. Do you look after yourself? Do you look after...
Yes and no. I want to be
straight with the
honest.
Audience.
Okay. Yeah. I do, and I think warming up and stuff's important and things.
Yeah.
I don't think I did too much today, ironically. But yeah, I think if you're doing long shows, and I think practicing the shows and practicing where the placement is and just practicing them all the way through.
That's a good tip.
It's time consuming, but it's
useful.
Oh, my God.
I love that thing Taylor Swift, you know, probably
does it on the treadmill.
3.5 hours.
I know. I don't know how she does that. So I try and do mine on a spin bike.
Get you. That's
list.
So cool.
Nowhere near as difficult as she does. And I die doing what I do. So
no,
she's superhuman.
I mean, that's so impressive.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, you know.
It works.
Because it's a workout anyway. I mean, her show, obviously, her act is an absolute workout, as you have to these days by the... if you are doing that kind of genre, you know, that kind of work.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
There's a lot of, you know, the Dua Lipa kind of... literally, it's a show. That's what,
it's a full workout.
And
like
even
dancers.
Yeah, and you see them even at Glastonbury, and they're doing literally a show. It's not just them and a mic and a guitar.
And staying in tune,
and staying, you know, not out of breath.
Yeah,
and boy, and costume changes. Hello. So in your set, how many costume changes?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't quite got to costume changes yet. Although I did have to change my boots at Long Road Festival this year.
We want to talk about those boots.
Oh,
the ones you're wearing today.
The ones I'm wearing, I
they rock.
Thank you, but they're not cowboy boots. Normally on stage
who
I have...
Yes, they rock.
Thank you very much.
They've got hills to die for.
I had a tassel top get stuck in my rhinestone boots.
How many times have I had that?
At the Long Road Festival. I know, it happens to the best of us.
We would have been tonight. Look at us, me and the crew behind the glass. We were all going to be tasseled up. And I said, don't, it'll get in the equipment.
We'll match. Yeah.
It'll fry and we'll match.
And we don't want to...
We're not here to upstage Gina. Gina Lana, jeez. No way.
Not with tassels.
How do you find doing... How many gigs do you tend to do just you solo without a guitar these days?
I have done a few more recently, and I think it's always useful to keep doing. And it's like busking. I haven't done in months, if not a year.
How did that go down, by the way?
It's humbling, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good word for it. It's so useful because it's so much more difficult than a show.
Yeah.
And I think I forgot how difficult it was. And I think sometimes it's useful to remember, like... Not everyone cares.
No.
Sometimes. And you
forget that these people are actually out here to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And that them walking past is no...
Exactly.
Is no review on you.
Exactly.
And it's
sometimes
like,
when you're worried about shows and things, it's like, actually, you know, if these people are just walking past and
sure.
hearing it straight up, you know, so...
Do you take a mate to video?
I don't, no.
Because you never know. Ed Sheeran could join you and then that thing would go viral and then
that
off you go.
That is true. If Ed Sheeran joined me, I'd ask someone to do a good
film. I know, but it'd be too late, you know? I always think that. I think these are plants, you know, all the reels that you see and you think, come on.
Someone knew, really filming.
They knew that was going to happen.
Absolutely.
What about the band? So where did you get these guys from,
girls
and guys?
all girls.
I said girls and guys. Guys is no generic. Guys. And when I said that, I realised
no,
that you were going to take me down the gender way.
Do you know what?
You're right. No, you're right.
Only because I love mentioning it, just because, like, and there's a part of me as well that feels like it shouldn't be mentioned because all female bands should be the norm, but
no,
I don't
it.
Want it to go
mention
unnoticed.
It.
Yeah, the girls are great.
Definitely sell it.
They kind of came from random places, really, when you're looking for, like, depth in session guitarists.
Yeah.
You kind of go through a bunch. And then some were recommended, and then some we found via other bands. So it's been a bit of a mishmash.
But you're tight now. This is it.
Yeah,
if you can get them.
If I can get them, I will. I have a couple of depths as well that have come with me to a few festivals this summer. And again, both girls.
Because that must be stressy when there's someone that can't make it and you go, oh, man.
Yeah, but depths and stuff,
great.
Like.
Perfect.
I don't like the word depth because I love all my children equally. So they're all great.
Yes.
But yes, it's useful to have a couple of each, just in case.
Now listen, what are you going to play for us now?
Going to play the first single I ever released, which is called Heavy Heart. And this is one of the ones where if you have ever, ever heard of me before, it's probably because of this one.
Right. Now listen, folks, you mentioned Instagram. Let us know now, because they can multitask. They can hear and listen. What's your Instagram?
Gina Lana Music.
You heard it, folks. Gina Lana Music. If you want to go to the Pete Jones Show page, you'll see a link to Gina's website anyway. In the meantime, Heavy Heart.
Thank you.
Said it's time, gotta start to face my crime, see it with my own eyes. I just don't have time, but isn't it sweet? Oh, I can bring him to his knees. My daddy said, don't run, gotta see what I have done. Said, darling, you must learn. You're a golden gun. Oh, but isn't it sweet? Oh, I can bring him to his knees. Oh, and isn't it sweet? Oh, I can bring him to his knees. Oh, you don't wanna know about my heavy heart. Sister said I need to get a grip of me, and I just can't believe you're gonna wreck me. Oh, but isn't it sweet? Oh, I can bring him to the so inviting, baby, when I don't think about it, I'm sure I can't even begin to hide it. It's so exciting.
kidding? Yeah, baby. That's Gina Lana you're listening to. Heavy Heart with a broken bottle.
I'm so sorry. That
ripped my ears off, man.
I'm so sorry.
At least that bottle is genuine, you know. And, and they can tell it's not glass, chinkin. Yeah.
Very true.
Loads of lovely messages coming in, which I will read for you. Superb vocals, a cracker. That is from Kenny Murray. We got...
thank you, Kenny.
Andy listening in Canterbury still says, she's great, what a singer, and sounds like such a nice person.
Oh,
and it's all smoke and mirrors. And mirrors is what it is. It's good.
Thank you, Andy.
She went to drama school or something. You know, she could pull it out. Anna in Hove is listening, saying, fab voice. Absolutely fab voice.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
So good. You guys can message in 07909 547336. We got Gina Lana here for, well, another 10 minutes and another track. And I don't know, can we squeeze it? Maybe just one more. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You can go and see her live this Saturday, Comedia, with... Georgia Nirvana. How does that work?
Are you... Nirvana.
What did I say? Nirvana.
Nirvana. That sounds... Although that's cool. Whoa. Too. She has such a great name.
Yeah, Georgia Nirvana. Sorry. And it says here, Toria Wolf.
Yes, so she's opening on Manchester and London dates.
Got it. Okay, got it. I should have. You know, we've got information. We're just not using it.
No, I know. No, it's perfect. I mean, they're both great. We're trying to keep, because I've got an all-female band as well that's coming with me.
Get
I know.
So
keep
cool.
Mentioning them, the
girls.
Yeah,
no, it's good. Very good.
And we now have two female, obviously, supports. So we're trying to keep strong music and women.
Definitely. Damn right. GinaLanaMusic.com. Are these all self-penned?
Gina Lana... What self-penned?
All the songs you're singing.
Did I write them? Yes, yeah. I did.
I did indeed.
Who
wrote these questions? Hey! I'll get them. You're right. So stupid questions. Ridiculous. Self-penned. Ask her if she wrote them. Fools. I can only apologise. I think that was Brett and Ernie doing
it. Takes your brain a second?
Of course it takes your brain. Stupid.
Yes, I did. Thank is you. The answer to that.
How are you finding the writing process?
It's good, actually. I mean, I have sort of 50 songs.
50 songs?
Well, that as in that will never be heard.
Got it.
Probably, yeah. If not more. And I think most songwriters know that you write 100 and then you probably record... two,
yeah,
maybe?
Of course. And who are your sounding boards? The band? Have you got other people out there? Have you got independent ears, or is it just
that's
you?
That's a good question. I mean,
because I don't think sometimes artists are
mom.
Not the best. Your mum sounds great,
and she has thoughts.
What's your mum's name?
Louise.
You see, get her out there.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Thanks, Louise.
But yeah, no, kind of right. I think you can hear. I think once you finish a song, and you listen back, if you're honest with yourself, you can be like, "This is not a great song," or "Well, like, this is a better song."
Yeah, and you know. Songs can be growers, you know. You hear them go, oh my god.
Very true.
Andy in Canterbury, he says he's got independent ears. I'm not sure what he's...
To each other?
Too much information there. Yeah, independent to each other. Exactly. Knowing him, probably yes. Yes, I don't know him, but I'm sure he has. I get it. So, but here's the thing, right? How often are you writing? Is it a thing that you always turn to?
Yeah, I do enjoy writing, and like I think the more music you do, or the further in music you go, the less music you actually do, which is, you know,
and is
ironic
that because
in itself.
Everything gets taken over, like you're performing, you're in a shoot, you're promoting,
Yeah, social media is other stuff. Like, it's just the really silly stuff on the side, just, you know, social media and trying to build on those kind of things. And it's once you have songs, so I released 5 singles this year, 4 singles with an unreleased, which is a secret. But if you come to the tour, you might be able to get it.
Well, you better come to the tour, people. There's a secret, and you'll find out if you come to the Comedia on Saturday the 9th. Or, obviously, Birmingham, Bristol, London, Leeds, and Manchester. I won't give it all out because you can go to Gina's website, ginalanamusic.com.
Yes.
And if that was too difficult for you, go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page and there's a link. So, you know, we're making it damn easy for you, folks. Come on. So that's the thing. Time seems to shrink. And how do you find the social media? Is it a little bit too much of a... Really? Would you like someone else to do it?
It's not even that. Because I like it being me. And I would... You know, I think I'd find it odd if somebody was then doing it. Although I understand that people do it and eventually that might happen. But it's just so... It feels very time-consuming.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot rides on it. So,
and
you know,
do you just feel that pressure of a daily thing?
Yes, for sure.
Does it start to feel a little bit like, seriously, do they need to see that I'm got a chocolate milkshake?
I know,
or
yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
I think if you view it in the same way as people would view a mundane, like, 9-to-5 that you don't have to do,
yeah,
it levels out quite nicely, I think.
And Instagram was Gina Lana Music, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, please go follow.
Gina Lana on everything.
Gina Lana on everything. Get Gina Lana in your life for a better way of life, the Gina Lana way.
Yeah, exactly. It should have been the tagline.
I'm only here, you know. It's this stuff is not free. We're dishing it out, but it costs. Gina, would you like to play us out with?
Yes.
You've got time, man. You've got, you know, 5 minutes. All
perfect.
Yours, whatever you got.
Perfect. Well, actually, I had a song released this last Friday.
Woo!
Woo, indeed, and it's called Cocktail Menu.
Cocktail Menu.
Yeah, which is even
that
more
what
exciting.
You were telling the guys in the green room? Is that yeah. why they were lining those?
There was a misunderstanding, and
long,
I did enjoy it, but
tall,
it was a misunderstanding.
Purple glasses. Is yeah. that what that was all about?
Yeah, exactly. Just lining them up. For work.
It was only research.
For work.
Thank you. Got
yeah.
that. So, what is this song called?
It's called Cocktail Menu. And if you come to the tour,
yes,
there'll be a CD. That you can get at the merch table, which has the unreleased track on as well. So you're, this one plus the other three.
You're the best.
I know.
You just all give.
I am. Gift that goes on giving.
Give, give, give. Gina Lana, take it away.
I waited all to find out, I'm sleeping alone, and I would give up, but I can never do that to my foe. Hardly the one for chasing all the evidence we're facing. I know the jury's not insane, but if you're making plans for the night and you think something I might like, give me a call, I'm sure that I'll come round. Oh, and if you're sitting thinking that I'm to blame for the cocktail menus calling my name, give me a call, I'm sure we can work it out. Ooh, give me a call, I'm sure we can work it out. I wasn't one to ever say things are done when they're done. And maybe I've been crazy, darling, but crazy could be a lonely world. But if you're making plans tonight and you think it's something I might like, give me a call, I'm sure. You can say it's a cocktail menu to blame, or you want to split a bottle for old time's sake. Give me a call, I'll come down. Oh, and if you're making plans for the night and it's something I might like, I'm sure that I'll come around. Oh, and if you're sitting thinking that I'm to blame for the cocktail menu, oh.
you so, so much. Are you kidding? Folks, that was Cocktail Men. Eugenia Lana, please go to the Comedia this coming Saturday, the 9th of November. You need to sit back and have another cocktail. Thank you so, so much. It's so lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You are brilliant. Have a great gig at the Comedia and a great tour.
Thank you.
And will you come back when you got some new music?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yay! Thank you.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.